Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, one of the things that Jesus did a lot of is he tried to take complexity and turn it into simplicity. Now, the Lord Jesus had a way of doing this that you and I could learn a great deal from, and one of those ways is our ability to understand what he's trying to accomplish. So when Jesus says in John chapter 13, "So now I am giving you a new commandment, love each other just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Now, I think a lot of people today really struggle with this word from the Lord, because we love the concept of being able to find something to fight about and then fight about it. I think one of the things that we've got to stop and ask ourselves as followers of Jesus is to be taken seriously in this increasingly pluralistic or even secular world. What do we have to learn to do? What are the differences we need to grasp hold of and learn? And one of them is to stay true to our beliefs and our convictions, but do so in such a way that is conveying love the way Jesus loves us. Secondly, genuinely loving or listening to and serving those who do not share our beliefs and our convictions. Now, this is where it gets really difficult, because we have folks that want to go to war about everything with what we know today as a, quote, righteous anger, end quote. But let me stop and say that if we're not careful, righteous anger can simply become one more statement that is misunderstood, because Jesus is saying that not everything needs to be fought over, that love can fix a multitude of sins. And then thirdly, as a follower of Jesus, to learn how to consistently stay true to our beliefs and convictions while genuinely loving, listening to, and serving those who do not share our beliefs and convictions at all. Now, to make that happen, we have to take a look at what Gandhi once famously said when he said, "I like your Christ, but I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." Wow, that stings a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, in a climate like this that has a great deal of hate, rage, and hostility, a place where it's always us versus them, we need to start working and building toward a brand new narrative that would take us all the way back to the first century. In John chapter 13, 34, again, let me remind you, Jesus says, "Just as I have loved you, you should love one another." And then a couple of chapters later, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, love each other in the same way that I've loved you." My friend, listen, that requires two things. It requires truth, because Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. But it also requires the same kind of grace, an amazing grace, that he poured out on Calvary on behalf of us. You see, if we don't value the combination of both grace and truth, when honestly, instead of becoming a light to the world, we're just becoming products of the world and of this raging culture. You know, friends, listen, truth without grace is unwelcoming and shaming, but grace without truth is cowardly and enabling. When I read that from Scott Sauls, I thought to myself, that is a brilliant quote. And friend, listen, if anything this world could use a lot more of is grace and truth. But if we don't bathe it all in love, then honestly, we'll never understand what Jesus was trying to tell us. Friend, remember, people that don't walk with Christ act like people that don't walk with Christ. It's not our repentance that leads to God's kindness, y'all. But it's God's kindness, rather, that leads us to repentance. I want you to know that I don't believe in our culture today we're going to out-scream or outright somebody into the kingdom of God. Love one another just as I've loved you. That was a radical, revolutionary teaching in the time that Jesus walked on this planet. But I want you to know that today in 2021, it is just as revolutionary. So let us go live in love today. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.